Welcome to It's Upgrade Season, the only place to get raw and unfiltered advice on how to get your shit together one week at a time. I'm your host, Alexandria, and join me every Monday for The Upgrade and every Friday for The Wind Down, where I'm going to be answering your dilemmas. Small shifts, huge upgrades. Let's fucking do this. So the dilemma we have received is, and I feel like you're going to be good with this one.
Laser hair removal. Yeah. The butt.
It's how to embrace woo-woo, i.e. cars and crystals, around people who think it sounds bonkers. That is the question.
Listen, I think it's a little bonkers, but you know what? I also believe in more than that. Do you, boo? And if this girl wants to stick a tarot card up her butt and the yoni eggs or whatever, and you are channeling the gods and it's improving your life and making you happier and healthier and a better human, do the woo. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you care then? Honestly, the most spiritual thing you can do is to be your authentic self.
Yeah.
So if that's truly what is spirituality, then it's not about the cards. It's about, are you being who you are? Mm-hmm. Are you showing up in the way you want to? And I also argue that you should be careful how much of it is because it's true for you and you genuinely want to pull those cards or whatever the woo-woo thing it is you're doing, you know, putting your period blood in a cup under the moon or whatever these girls are doing.
Feeding it the plant. That,
You feed it to your plant?
I don't, but it's a thing.
Oh my fucking
God. You tip the cup or you soak your pants, you get the water and you feed it your plant.
Women have lost their minds.
No, it's a thing. I'm probably super nutritious. My fig tree is dying. Maybe I'll be a guinea pig. Oh. I'm down to try anything once. I haven't actually tried that one yet, but like, you know, if it rescues my fig tree, who knows?
Yeah, you know, just give your fig tree some period blood. But here's my whole thing. Just be careful. Be aware how much of it's because it's true for what, how much of it is because you genuinely love to do that or it's so in alignment for you or you truly feel spiritual. Or how much of it is because now spirituality has become commercialized a bit and it's trendy and it's cool and the crystals are like $900 now, right? It's become expensive. It's become this thing where you feel the pressure to post about it. So then people think, ooh, she's spiritual. Mm-hmm. So she must know what she's doing because she's spiritual and she's connected. And, you know, a little bit of spiritual elitism can come in, which I don't like. It's where people who are super spiritual think they're better than you because they are channeling God and you're not or something.
I hate that shit.
So that's all. I think just having a healthy awareness of that is good because I can spot it. I feel like I can follow someone and know like, damn, that's her. Mm. She loves those yoni eggs. That is true for her. That is her. And then I can kind of smell when it's like, okay, was this a photo shoot? Was this just for the photo shoot?
Yeah.
You know?
Stroking the wand.
Yeah, they're like, la, la, la. But they don't actually do that in their real life.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of that when it comes to personal branding. Like, do the photo shoot of things you actually do. Don't 100%. Set up the photo shoot of like, I would wear this and I would do this, but I don't actually do that in my real life. Because then you're kind of putting on a facade. And not to say that our personal brand isn't a business and it doesn't have its own life outside of who we are in a sense, but it should be somewhat aligned. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? We live in Austin, so we're inundated with the
woo. Fair game. My perspective on this actually, like, so I think there's a difference between doing something for yourself and doing it for other people, like you said, but I think this actually translates to the acceptance piece. So if I want to pull cards and use yoni eggs or whatever I want to do, crystals, like that doesn't impact anyone else. So keep doing that thing. I think what actually happens is people do those things.
Unless you're casting a spell on people.
Just casting some spells, just like involving other people. Got my little voodoo doll or whatever it may be. No, but like, I feel like where people actually go wrong with this is they're trying to shove it down people's throats. They're like, let me consult my cards for you. And they're like, I don't want the fucking cards. Or they're like, you should get a crystal for that. And they're like, I don't want a fucking crystal. So I think like, just accepting that you enjoy that and that's aligned for you, accepting other people don't get, like half my friends in the UK are like, what the fuck, Alex, with most of the things I do? Like genuinely like, what the fuck? But I'm okay with that because like, I'm gonna keep doing this. And I think you actually help people, you open people's eyes to things more by embodying it, like you said, like being an embodiment and truly doing those things. And then they get to see how things shift for you. And they're like, what are you on? I want a bit of that. Like, give me some of them crystals, you know, pull me a tarot card or two versus being like, you need to do this. And they're like, get fucked. Like, I don't want to look at your cards and put me your crystals in my bra, you know? So I think a lot of it is actually more about, as you said, it's like the self-acceptance piece and knowing what's true for you. But I'd also add to that, letting that be true for other people. Like, maybe they don't resonate with cards and crystals. They don't have to. Like, you get to resonate with that. They cannot. Like, I think we've got to accept different people are different. And it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And in different seasons of life, you know, I have a friend who went down the new age spiritual woo-woo, as you'll call it, path and was doing a ton of that. And now has come back to what feels aligned for her is the Bible and church. And that feels more aligned now. And she feels more at peace and better. And she feels like the woo-woo didn't serve her as much as now the Bible. So whether it's a crystal, whether it's the Bible, whether it's, for me, dance class is a form of spirituality for me, whether it's church, whether it's a sister circle, it doesn't really matter. We're all searching for peace and happiness. Yeah. We're all searching for for ourselves. And so honestly, however you get there, you get there. And I think where it gets messy is, yeah, when you're just doing it to be performative. But other than that, whatever, I don't care. Like if someone's doing some weird shit that I don't do, that's fine. Just like if my friend is coming over with a Bible, I'm like, okay, versus if they're coming over with tarot cards, I mean, I'm kind of neutral to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Can we just talk about this really quickly actually though? Because your, would you call them skits? Like.
Yeah, skits.
Your skits, the spiritual girl skits. Yeah. I was fucking crying. You did a breathwork one.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh my God. Maybe I'll have to link the actual one like in the notes because I was crying. Do you ever get in shit for doing those?
No. So here's the thing with comedy. It's interesting because, and this is with a lot of things in life, but the intention behind it, people can feel it. And so my intention is always really pure and it's coming from a place of self-deprecation.
Yeah.
And so when I'm making fun of something, whether it's being an influencer, being a spiritual girl, whatever it is, it's probably something that I'm going through myself. And so I'm making fun of myself ultimately. And I do believe that the highest form of spirituality is being able to make fun of yourself and make fun of this whole entire experience. Because again, we're just these cucumbers. And so I think that if a woman is so offended by that because she's a breathwork coach, I mean, come on, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm obviously not her person. I mean, I've had to really work through that because maybe once every year I'll get somebody who's like, this is so offensive and oh my gosh. But then 99.9% of the people are like, this is fucking hysterical and I'm a breathwork coach. They get it. Yeah. They're in on the joke. We're laughing together.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, that's what comedy is. It's a medicine where you're laughing together. Now I write these scripts. So for me, there's intention behind it. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking it through. Sam and I did it. She's one of my best friends. She is a breathwork teacher. And we were at her house and I said, hey, let's do one on breathwork. And the irony is, of course, that all the people commenting are her students in her breathwork certification. And they fucking love it. And they're sharing it. And so
I actually saw that. There's loads of people being like, I used to be a yoga teacher. Yeah. I'm a breathwork teacher. And this is hilarious.
So they love it. I mean, yeah, I think comedy is truth plus pain. So of course there's going to be people who are like, oh, this is offensive because yeah, there's truth in it. It's freaking hysterical. We're teaching people how to breathe. Like it's absolutely hilarious. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's also needed and it helps a lot of people. So I think that, I've just always seen things through that lens. And of course, sometimes it might get me in trouble, but I'm also really committed to making people laugh. So I don't really care if one person doesn't like it. I mean, there was a video I did where I was being an influencer and I had extensions I'm using in quotations and I used noodles as the extensions. Like, it's like tofu noodles as my extensions. And this woman sent me this huge DM and she was like, hey, girl, I just want you to know, I am so offended by this. I thought your page was about female empowerment. What is happening here? Da, da, da. You used to be so nice and cool. And I was like, oh my God, what is happening right now? You know what I mean? Like, dude, this is great. I love this piece of work. And so if I'm proud of the video, and some of those take me a long time from scripting to filming to editing. Yeah. People don't realize that a comedy skit and even a 90-second video, that's hours of work. So I put a lot of work into that, a lot of intention into that. It wasn't just like, oh, and so I'm proud of it. And so when I look at it and I go, I'm proud of this, I know what my intention is, and I press post, it's out there. I don't give a fuck if someone doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But I used to not be like that. I used to be very sensitive.
How did you switch?
Oh, I think just time. I think just seeing enough of those DMs here and there that I just laugh and I just go, okay, sorry you didn't think it was funny, but everybody else does. XOXO. Like, I don't know.
I think also,
what am I
going
to do?
Like,
try to convince her?
Let that be true for you and let that be true for me. You know, like if that wants to be true for you, I actually don't have them in right now. I'm normally a hair extensions girly and I can honestly say seeing you with noodles in your hair would not remotely offend me.
I've had extensions a lot.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
Too.
Like,
yeah, but it's just, and I argue, I believe with every fiber in my being that she's actually the one who needs it. Because if she has a stick up her butt and she's being that intense about life that she's scrolling in a video of a girl just being silly and goofy makes her so sad and mad. I'm like, oh, damn. Oh, my God. Are you like, are you fun at parties? Like, what do you do? You know, like, oh man, I feel
if you're not, I suggest bad. Some soul.
Yeah. So I actually feel bad. I think that was something I learned from Gary Vee is like when you put out art and people don't see it, especially when the art is just bringing joy and making people laugh, then I don't know. I feel bad. I feel sad. Cause I'm like, come on, we're all laughing. We're having a party. We're laughing. It's like the way I visualize it is we're at a party. I made a joke. Everybody's laughing except one girl. Mm. And it's like, God, dude, come on. Like you're missing out, you know? And And also, for every one of those, and there's not many of them, I kind of want more of them now. I'm kind of sad. I don't get many trolls anymore. I'm like, man,
I can troll you, babe, if you want.
Come on, guys, troll me some more. I get so many that are like, your videos helped my depression. They helped me find joy today. Mm-hmm. Like, you have no idea how much your comedy helped me. And to me, like, holy shit, that is the greatest gift that I want to give to people. Amen. Like, end of the day. And so I screenshot that. I have a little folder of little love notes, and I just read those. And I'm like, man, I helped this girl who was literally struggling with depression today, have a respite and have a break and be able to laugh for 20 seconds. I'm going to choose her over the girl who just doesn't get it. Like, I'm sorry. That's fine. Go find another video. So, but most humans, I mean, most of it's great. I'm acting like it's a lot of people. It's literally like one a year.
Most people are I'm going to send you a love note to add to your love notes photo because I was giggling this morning. They were brilliant.
Oh, yay. Yeah. That makes me so happy. Yeah. Sam and I busted that one out pretty quickly. Thank God. Cause we were like, shit up. I had to leave her house, but I was like, hey, we have an hour. Let's do this one skit. We got this. So I like wrote it really quick. Then we did some ad lib and we edited one part, but yeah. I mean, we were dying laughing. It's just so hard to film when you're laughing that hard because you have to retake it. So I was like, be serious. She's like, be serious.
I love this. Well, if you ever want a companion in a skit, I'm always down.
Yes.
We can be cucumbers. We can do whatever you want. Yeah. I'm down for it.
I have a full moon one too. Watch that one. That one's pinned on my page. That one's about like the full moon girlies.
Yeah.
Like when there's a full moon, they're just like.
Have you done a Mercury retrograde one?
Oh, I need to do Mercury.
Oh my God, please.
Mercury and Gatorade. Yeah.
Literally like everything's failing because of Mercury.
I think it might be true though. The moons do rule us. So as much as I make fun of it, I'm like, shit, it is the moon.
Yeah, and we were tired this morning. Shit's
what
going on.
What is going on today with the moons? It's April 1st. Is there like a...
I mean, that's just... All I know, that's April Fool's Day.
April 8th is... today's April Fool's. Mm. Oh, I should have pranked you.
Babe, also like, come on.
I should have pranked
you. I'm like, you're the funny girl. Be funny. I was like, why don't you... Go and be funny now. You've got a task for the rest of the day. You need to go be funny.
Should I prank my audience today?
Oh my God, you have to.
This is going to come.
A lot of people are doing that. I'm quitting my business once.
Okay, but I need like a really funny alternative job. Okay, like guys, this has been such a nice ride. Like I love you all. And I have decided that I am going to.
Only fans your feet.
That, but no, that's a joke. It's got to sound somewhat legit. Like I've developed such a passion for, I used to love marine biology. So I'm decided to move to Florida. I'm going to go move to Daytona Beach and I'm going to work at the local SeaWorld or whatever. And I'm going to become a dolphin trainer.
No. What about your growing the cannabis and you're going to start a farm? So you want to be a trad wife, but you're going to grow cannabis instead of vegetables.
I'm going to have weed in my backyard.
Yeah.
That, or Mike and I could do, Mike's funny though. He maybe would be in on this, but we could pretend on our Instagram that we're shutting down Soul just because we're done.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. You can't order ever again from our site. We decided, you know what? On to the next thing.
Yeah.
We're done.
Weeds out.
Wow.
Weeds out. But you need to replace it with something else's in.
Yeah, yeah. What's in?
I don't know. I'm not cool.
Seaweed, like a plankton.
Yes, like plankton's in. Weeds out. Plankton's in.
We're replacing.
And it's your marine biology. We can weave it all together.
Yes, that's so good. Okay, we're going to say, I'm going to tell my marketing team after this. Okay, we're going to put out an Instagram post. It's like, hey guys, thank you so much. Like CBD is the best, but also we've been doing research on plankton. And we're now going to fill our gummies with plankton and you are going to enjoy the seaweed in the gummies. Actually, seaweed does have like iron and benefits in it, I think though, like iodine or something. So it is actually good for you. That's what we're going to do.
And now we're going to call it seaweed for the soul.
Seaweed for the soul. Yeah, no, I would do it. I could do it with a straight face. Okay. I could do it.
I'm ready.
Let's see if my team's down. I don't know if they'd be open to it.
I'm going to be stalking your Instagram for the rest of the day being like, is this going live?
Yeah, I should send an email blast of something. Yeah. Guys, I'm having quadruplets. My audience would be like, yay.
Octomom. Octomom's ready.
Guys, I just got an ultrasound and it's eight. It's eight of them.
Eight seaweed plankton.
Eight boys. Oh my God.
I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
I love you. You're amazing. Thank you for spreading so much joy.
Aww.
You're the best.
This was so fun.
Yay. Babes, if you have been listening to It's Upgrade Season, the podcast, then you need to be joining us live. Picture this. The most epic group of girls you have ever met. High vibe conversation and the opportunity to have your questions answered. We are bringing its upgrade season to a city near you. We already have tickets live for Manchester and for London. So make sure that you have grabbed your tickets to come join us. And I can't wait to give you a hug and a squeeze in real life. Tickets are now available. Hit the link in the show notes and make sure to drop me a little message to know that you're coming, because I cannot wait for these events.